Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Newcomers to Canada face just a ton of complexity and lots of hurdles in almost every area of their life, personal finance included. We've discussed lots of them on this show before: how to access credit, how to find a job, how to navigate the high cost of virtually everything. And there are lots of resources out there for newcomers. Not enough, but some. There's one that we haven't talked about, and it comes from a nonprofit called Peace Geeks. It's called the Welcome to Canada app, and we're going to focus on what it does, what it makes available for newcomers to this country. Joining us from Vancouver is Jennifer Freeman. She is the CEO of Peace Geeks. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce.
So tell me about the app. What does it do?
So the Welcome to Canada app is a free multilingual mobile application that newcomers can download even before they arrive in Canada to help them navigate their journeys. They can find out about everything from the climate and walkability of various cities that they're considered moving to, all the way down to learning about our education system, our banking system, and how to find a job once they get here.
All of that information is available somewhere. If you spend enough time Googling things, you can find out how many days of sunshine Calgary has, but it isn't in one place. How long did it take to consolidate all of that and to produce something that would be relevant through the lens of someone who's looking to move here?
Well, you're absolutely right. All of that information is available, but you have to know A, where to find it, and B, that the information exists. So one of the problems that we were trying to solve by creating Welcome to Canada was also answering the unknown unknown. So I don't know if you've ever moved to another country before, but you come with a framework based on where you grew up, what you know, what laws you know, what systems you know. And a lot of times when you're making the courageous move to go to an entirely new country, oftentimes that may have an entirely different language than maybe you grew up speaking, you're having to figure out that system and you're relating it unconsciously to the system you came from. So what we were trying to do with Welcome to Canada was start from the place of what you know, which is yourself. Ask people about their circumstances, what it is that they're looking for, whether or not they have children or a partner or people that they're caring for in their family. And then from that point, let them know what they can find out in Canada, what kinds of free information and services are available to them, what kind of information can help them in their particular circumstances hit the ground running a lot.
So you're aiming to customize the journey so that they're not looking at 15,000 different websites, but they're looking at ones that are targeted to their circumstances when they arrive.
Yes. Make it simple and easy and personalizable so that they can find out exactly what they need to know, not become overwhelmed and not get lost in a lot of the misinformation that's available out there.
Why you? Why Peace Geeks? I mean, I can see this being of great interest to the federal government. I can see this being of great interest to the banks. Why you?
Well, we are, for the most part, over 85% of us are newcomers or immigrants, first or second generation to Canada. Most of us have lived all over the world and we're all developers and designers. And we had lived this problem. We knew that it was a problem for people who were moving to Canada, just like it is for moving to any other country. And being technologists, we thought that technology could have an incredible role using the device that most newcomers are most likely to have, which is a mobile phone. And provide that information in the palm of people's hands so that they don't have to struggle for as long as so many people are doing.
How do you address the absence of trust that a newcomer should have in the financial aspect? And I say that because depending on the cultural context where they come from, they may be very familiar with traditional banks. They may be less familiar with traditional banks. They may transact exclusively in cash. They may not. There's a whole bunch of things they don't know. And it will require for them to come here and function. They're going to have to build trust in the institutions that a Canadian who's lived here for generations knows, CRA, it's who collects the taxes, no big deal.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Bruce. And again, that's something that we actually found out from the very moment we were developing the app. We developed it with a number of Syrian friends and colleagues and individuals, because the app was developed in 2017 to 2019 in the midst of the Syrian crisis. And our friends and colleagues who were co-designing the app with us came from, like you said, a very low level of trust, not only in banking systems, but also in government institutions overall. And that's a situation that is mirrored all across the world, unfortunately. So some of the things that we do to build trust is, first of all, we vet all of the information that we have. You asked me earlier how we get that information. We get it from verified, reliable sources. And then our app, thank goodness, has been spread mainly through word of mouth. It's newcomers using it, finding it accurate, finding it to be non-biased, finding it to have other newcomers contributing to, hey, this you know, service really worked for me. This is a bank. This is an institution. This is information that you can really trust and use. They provide, you know, reviews on the Apple Android web stores for us, the Play stores for us. They tell their friends, they tell their families. And fortunately, we've been able to build a reputation as an agnostic kind of aggregator and provider of that information. And the fact that it's built by immigrants and newcomers, for immigrants and newcomers, I think really serves the app well, gets it out into more people's hands.
I heard about it because I saw the relationship that you have announced with the Bank of Montreal. Tell us about that relationship and what that provides for you and what it provides for users.
Yeah, well, it's really great. I mean, like I said, we want to provide accurate, up-to-date information that is tailored specifically for newcomers. And the partnership that we have with the Bank of Montreal is leveraging the information and resources that their New to Canada team has developed specifically for newcomers, not only on the Bank of Montreal services, but on banking and credit in general, and providing, you know, one of the oldest banks in Canada, one of the most established ones, information and resources so that newcomers can trust it. We've been working very closely with their team. We're very careful about who we partner with. We really want to make sure that, you know, Welcome to Canada continues to be a trusted resource for years and years to come. And we were really glad that the information that the Bank of Montreal is providing right now and the services and tools that they are actively developing right now is such a newcomer-centric set of resources.
So we're in a, it seems like a part of the zeitgeist these days, because so many of the banks have both a commitment to this because they believe in the importance of newcomers to the future of our country, but also it's getting customers when they arrive, even before they arrive, because that will be a way for them to build a long-term and loyal client base. I want to ask a bit more about the financial functionality. So this is a show about money. What are some of the features or areas that a user could learn about when it comes to how they manage their money?
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, some of the pain points that a lot of newcomers face is building their credit when they come to a new country. It is so hard to do simple things like even find an apartment to rent if you can't show what your credit score is. So information and finding connectivity to resources so that newcomers can start building their credit right from the very moment that they land. That's a really accessed resource on the Welcome to Canada page and information. Learning about the banking systems, understanding the difference between, you know, a checking account, a savings account, investments, understanding what the steps are if a newcomer's at a place where they're already looking to get a mortgage, being able to find that information, right, is available right in the app, both the information and then immediate clicks to resources where they can go straight through and say, okay, I'm based in this city. What are some of the resources around me where I can, you know, start doing this right away? And it provides that right in the app. It's not just passive information. It's also the ability to do something with it.
How do you deal with languages? I mean, I can see you as Peace Geeks having it available in a ton of languages. But as soon as you start linking out or rolling things that come from other parts of the web, that seems like just a tremendous amount of complexity.
It is. And so we try to provide as much information in as many languages as we can in different provinces where we have different information. We have information up until 12 different languages, and pretty much all across the country, we've got English and French, Ukrainian and Arabic, and we're always looking to expand further. But you're right, once people get out into the rest of Canadian society, that language support often decreases. However, we are finding, and when we talk to users constantly as we're developing the app, we find out that people, even for whom English or French is not their first language, a lot of times are setting their phone to English or French because they're trying to learn it, knowing that they're coming to Canada. So it's actually been a really interesting. So then the transition off the app into the greater services that are available in Canada, that shift to find, information in English or French isn't necessarily as huge a leap as we think. Also, there's resources and information in the app on language classes.
Right.
So if somebody's struggling with that barrier, they can find, another resource right there to help them in their journey to learn English or French.
Just one last question. They've got the app, and I can picture someone hungry to find out more. Refugee camps, as you mentioned, many different contexts. People arrive low income, no income, high income, et cetera. They all have this insatiable curiosity. What happens when they get here? Do they delete the app from their phone, or do you have something to keep them engaged in those first months and years as they settle?
Well, the app was launched in 2019, and we are continuing to develop new features. And one of the big ones that we're developing right now is a virtual career coach that helps people go from their first kind of survival job all the way through to level up their skills in education, interview skills, language skills, and then continue to apply for jobs and other opportunities as they see fit. So whatever it is that we hear from newcomers, that's what we continue to try and develop.
Well done. Thank you for your work on the app, and thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Bruce. I hope it continues to be a resource. People can go and download it at any point on any of the Apple or Android stores. Thank you so much for having me.
Peace Geeks, welcome to Canada. Jennifer Freeman is the CEO of Peace Geeks.